Chief of Staff and Culture, Southern Poverty Law Center, you have the floor.
Thank you, esteemed Chair and Special Rapporteur, and all who labor in service of building a world that is more just, more equitable, and more compassionate for all people. In the three decades since the adoption of the Declaration, this body has affirmed the necessity of honoring the human rights of all people. You have shed light on the abuses of those rights in minority communities across the globe. But even as we acknowledge these achievements, we must also reflect on a painful truth. We're gathering in a moment of crisis unparalleled in modern times. The influence of hate and extremism, particularly white supremacist and white nationalist ideologies, is growing, and it's threatening minority communities worldwide. The Southern Poverty Law Center was founded in 1971 to ensure that the promise of the modern American civil rights movement became a reality for all. For more than 50 years, we've been monitoring the purveyors of hate and extremism in the United States. What we're seeing today is alarming. While white supremacists and other extremist groups have not grown in number, they have grown in influence. Why this trend? Our research finds that many ideologies motivated by hate have become increasingly accepted in mainstream politics. The rise in hate takes many forms: disinformation, the scapegoating and blaming of minority communities for societal problems, barriers to voting and political participation, and violence. This constant barrage of messaging laced with hateful rhetoric and conspiracy theories, and the growing acceptance of those messages, serves to further dehumanize minority communities. In fact, it makes them more of a target for further harm. In partnership with Tolchin Research, the Southern Poverty Law Center conducted a recent poll in the United States showing that nearly 70% of people who identified as Republican voters believe, at least to some extent, in the Great Replacement Theory, an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory which holds that demographic changes are being deliberately engineered to minimize white voting power and rob white people of control. And the poll identified a disturbing amount of support for the idea that political violence is sometimes necessary and justified. Tragically, though not surprisingly, these findings are mirrored in our lived reality. Just last month, on Transgender Day of Remembrance, we mourned a tragedy in Colorado Springs after a gunman, driven by hate, opened fire at an LGBTQ nightclub, killing 5 people and injuring many others. This attack was not isolated, but part of a broader constellation of attacks against the LGBTQ community, including a swelling of hate speech and discriminatory legislation across the U.S. designed to dehumanize and erase the humanity of LGBTQ people, including children and their families. We applaud the recommendation from the recent America's Regional Forum that any new treaty for the protection of minorities includes sexual orientation and gender identity. As the influence of extremist ideologies continues to rise, so too does the violence they incite. And it is often driven by young people who have been radicalized online. Last year, the FBI reported that hate crimes in the U.S. had surged to their highest level in 12 years. And we know that that data is incomplete. The real numbers are far greater. The spread of extremist ideologies is not only a threat in the United States, but in many countries around the world, particularly as white supremacists can more easily connect and coordinate over the internet. Far-right extremists, including white supremacists and neo-Nazi groups, are resurgent in Europe, where the Great Replacement Theory originated. While much of the hateful rhetoric and violence in the U.S. targets migrants from Central and South America and the Caribbean, racism also has deep roots in those countries where enslavement was once widespread and helps to feed extremist nationalist views. As these ideologies gain mainstream acceptance and their adherents ascend to positions of political authority, their power grows, and they are weakening protection for minority communities. There's an urgent need for states to work together in partnership with civil society and international organizations to effectively rein in the growth of extremist influence and to protect the rights, freedoms, and safety of minority groups. Until now, states and international organizations have focused heavily on law enforcement, military, and security responses. We have devoted too little attention and resources to the vital need to prevent extremism by identifying and addressing what pulls people into it in the first place. We're up against daunting opposition, but as we've learned from centuries of activists around the world who risked everything for their human rights, change is possible. A better future is possible. And I'm confident we can achieve it together. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.